Hey VIPs, it's Mark, and in this week's audio letter, I want to talk a little bit more about my various feelings about HHH. But before I do, a big thanks to Jessica, Peter, Angelina, and Greg for coming. It was really great to see you all. I mean, HHH is great. I think it's pretty amazing that on a December dark, drizzly evening, we have 30 or 40 people there. Everybody's really nice and kind. People meet people. People sort of talk about the articles, or maybe not. But generally, it's pretty cool that there's a community that comes together like this. But I think that I want to share a little bit about maybe that there's something still missing, or maybe I'm just like not experiencing it in the way that I really want to. I mean, the good news is that now the stress is not there like it used to be. One of the things is now that I live and work mostly in Oakland, it's just easier to sort of get there by 5:30 without the traffic. I get my prizes. There's this big box of prizes that I get from home. I walk into the bar like maybe 15 minutes early. Nobody cares that I'm bringing in this huge box. And then what happens is that I set up the box, this time inside, and I sort of just wait for people to come, and in fact, they do. So that's all great, but I have to say that something happens once people start coming in. I wanna do so many things. I wanna welcome them. I wanna thank them for coming. I wanna be truly present instead of just being frenetic. But I also need to register them for the grand prize. I need to give them a prize for coming. I need to remember which prize they get because it depends on how many times they've been there. And there's a lot of just unnecessary stuff that I'm doing, which really I think I probably just want to stop. It's probably better just to have a prize each time that might be different. And then to sort of just like give that prize rather than this weird tier of prizes that's incredibly confusing and a little bit ridiculous. So anyway, I mean, what I really would want to do is actually talk to people. I would want to have more photos, which I was not able to do this time. And one thing that I would like to do is actually go around with a recorder using this mic, because it's a pretty good mic, and see like why people are there and then why they're part of the highlighter. I mean, I'd like to do all this. But I think in order to do all that and to be truly present, then I would have to give these jobs to other people, and I don't want to do that either. So that's partly like, I mean, that's partly like the stress. I mean, the weird part is that really we're just hanging out. I mean, this is not like a fundraiser or an event or anything that needs or should be recorded, but I do like taking photos and also, you know, perhaps like going around and making sure that I'm able to talk to everybody. But at this point, it's a little tough to do that. Then to make things like a little bit even more complex, there's like the grand prize ceremony and also the chance for me to like talk to everybody. And that has been invariably very difficult. You are in a loud bar and I just, it's very, very challenging. Like I get a friend or somebody there to quiet the crowd because I'm not gonna yell too loud. And then what I want to do is I want to thank everybody in a very public way. I want to say something important. I want to sound lucid and articulate. And it just has never come off very well. And it's partly because I'm like truly yelling at the crowd. I have really acknowledged and reflected that my loud voice of, I guess, my youth and my classroom voice as a teacher has totally gone away. And my vocal cords are not strong like they used to be. And I think somebody sort of recognized that this time. It's not that I'm actually talking low. It's just that I'm not projecting in the same way. And so therefore, I don't know if I'm somebody who that people really want to listen to, especially when there's other ambient noise and sound in the space. So I don't know. It never goes well. And I give out the prizes. Everybody thinks it's a little bit strange and weird. Like, why am I giving prizes? I'm not particularly making any sense. And it's all a little bit weird. So it just gets me thinking that it's not perfect. I want to get better at it. And it almost makes it seem like maybe this isn't the best venue for that type of thing. Like, if I actually do want to make a speech of any length, of which would be like a minute, I would say, it's probably better if it's in more of a private setting. So it gets me thinking, like, do future events, should they be in more of a private setting? Then they would be more formal, it would cost money. But it is getting me thinking about like what to do with all this, because I think the happy hours are great and fine, but I also want to have other public events. As you know, I'm doing Article Club, which is going to be more intimate, but I'm also thinking about something bigger and larger. I think I've shared it with you a little bit in a previous audio letter. I'd love to have an event where there's 50 or 100 people, maybe reading an article together, maybe me sort of standing up and saying something important like, thank you so much, maybe giving out prizes in a more formal and better way. So those are all my thoughts. They're a little bit overly random, but I wanted to share them with you. Thank you as always, and I hope you have a great week.